You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Had one for about 10 minutes. Everything's back into the half court now. How do you run all night? Clarkson spinning in the lane. Keeps it alive, hooks by Hart, lays it up and in.
He's unbelievable.
Pushing the other way, Hart attacking the basket, flares to the corner, Rudy Gay anticipates and knocks it out of bounds. Great play by Rudy Gay.
If you give up trying to defend Clarkson, he's going to score. Trent, if you don't give up, he's going to get a shot off, but it might be a low percentage shot sometimes.
Right. Trent Forrest checks out, 3 minutes plus six tonight. 4 minute mark of about the first quarter was the last time the Jazz ran for a score. Alexander Walker working against Clarkson gets it knocked away from behind. Alexander Walker should be building his career based on Jordan Clarkson. That's his model at this point.
Boy, will he ever have a coach that will give him that type of freedom?
Probably not.
Probably not.
And that's what happened to Jordan Clarkson for the first half of his career. But Ingram working Royce Neal at the top. Pick and roll. Whiteside switches to Ingram. Flares it up top. Alexander Walker drives by Clarkson. Hangs in the air. Out to Ingram. Touch pass deflected by Donovan Mitchell, who looks like the cornerback who just dropped the interception that could have taken to the house as it goes out of bounds. But there's only four on the shot clock. Great defensive play. Still gets the deflection. 12-2 run by the Jazz right now to go up by eight. 7 minutes left, second quarter. Ingram, catch and shoot on the inbound. Whiteside comes out to defend it well. Clarkson, rebound, and no run. Just walks it up, jaunts it up the front court. Lines up the defender, Alexander Walker. Beats him with a right hand into the paint. Hooks the pass to the corner. Catch and shoot, left corner for Donovan, no good. Wow, Donovan is just not shooting it well. 0 for 3 tonight, 2 for 8 over on threes. Stolen by Clarkson, picked up by Mitchell. Mitchell in a little bit of trouble, trying to dribble out of traffic, now does. Baseball passes to Clarkson. Scoops to Bogdanovich in the right corner. One dribble to his left. Fires the three. Hit it. Oh, he is on fire tonight. 6 for 6.
And 4 for 4 from the three-point line.
43-32. Jazz by 11. Their largest lead. Alexander Walker, left side to Graham, pump fakes, into the post to Valanciunas, hook shot over Whiteside from 3 feet out is good.
It's his first post-up move, getting the ball anyway, that low tonight.
Donovan works in the lane, brings over the right elbow, stops, gives to Bogdanovich on a soft pass that gets stolen by Graham. Ball never got to Bogdanovich. Fast break, Ingram driving, Royce O'Neal just absolutely ties him up and knocks it out of bounds. Royce O'Neal is so strong and so fabulous. Ron, he just does everything. I was looking at his numbers today, and you look at the last, what's our problem right now? We don't defensive rebounds. So Royce has 13 defensive rebounds in the last two games. Like, if you need something, Royce O'Neal does it. It's incredible.
They rely on him for a lot of things.
Battling through an ankle sprain right now and playing. Jazz by 9 on the right side of a palindrome, 43-34.
Royce O'Neal, Manu Ball on the weak side.
Nice job. Alexander Walker on a tight curl into the lane, runs into Whiteside, misses the layup, offensive rebound. Valanciunas fouled by Whiteside, back up and in. Bogdanovich, Clarkson, and Royce O'Neal had a front row seat to the rebound that Valanciunas got. And when Whiteside goes to the block, someone's got a rebound. Now Clarkson tried to get underneath Valanciunas and just bounced off of him. And Valanciunas will go to the line. Black Friday deals are happening now at the team store. Free throw's no good. Save up to 50% on your favorite Utah Jazz gear with discounts on jerseys, hats, tees, outerwear, and more. Shop at jazzteamstore.com. Donovan, three-point line left side. Goes to the baseline, weaves in the lane, kicks the ball to Clarkson. It's not supposed to be legal, but it was. Clarkson dancing, prancing, stepping back, firing the three, deep in the cup, popped out. Clarkson wanted a call. Trailing Graham for a three. Good. Quinn Snyder timeout. Quinn Snyder is going out to Justin Van Dyne to literally ask for a call on that last one he didn't get. And Van Dyne, good officiating, comes over, talks to Quinn, and explains why he didn't get it. And now walks away. We never talk about when they do a good job.
No, absolutely. I think if more officials would do that, or more officials would admit when they miss something, players would, you know.
It's been a night of runs. Pelicans on a 7-1-0 run right now. Timeout Quinn, 43-39, 5 minutes left in the second on the Jazz Radio. They call him Ocho. I don't think that's sticking. It's brought to you by PetSmart. PetSmart has anything your pet needs, however you need it. Score on food, treats, toys, and more. Shop 1,600 stores. Whiteside picks up a loose ball, flips up a misses, tip followed by O'Neal, no good. Pelicans on a run right now. Here's Jones. Bounce pass through the lane, knocked away by who else but O'Neal. Five steals the other night. He gets one here. Donovan has it. Jazz have not scored in the first 6 seconds of the shot clock since the first quarter. Driving, puts it off the glass and in. That might not be the first 6 seconds, but at least a transition. The Jazz had just simply stopped running.
Yeah, at least the ball didn't stop on that possession.
45-39, Jazz by six. Valanciunas gives it off to Graham, their little point guard. He fires an off-the-bounce three, misses. This is a really poor off-the-bounce three-point shooting team. They're 0 for 2 tonight. Clarkson right side. Loses the dribble again. Ball's slippery tonight. Clarkson drives the right side, low into the lane. Four guys around him. Flares it out to Donovan. Holds it. Now works. Hard right-hand drive. Offhand right-hand, no good. Rebound tapped around off the Pelicans. Jazz ball. Oh, no, off Whiteside. Whiteside will check out. 8 minutes. He got a point. He had four rebounds tonight. Donovan's 3 for 10 tonight. A little bit of a scuffle for Don right now.
And most of those off the dribble drive there as well. Most of those misses anybody.
He's 13 of his last 46 overall. 45-39. Pelicans are 4-16, coming off their biggest win of the year against Washington. They've won two of their last four, though. Getting healthier as Zion Williamson's been cleared to practice. Here's Ingram into the post, right side. Holding, now bumps and backs on Royce. Royce doesn't move much. Fading back jumper in the lane, scored it. So they have changed the way Brandon Ingram's getting the ball here in the second quarter, because the Jazz had a plan, and it was working. Right side Bogdanović, who's been brilliant. Bogdanović comes off a Gobert pick. Left side to O'Neal. Hand off to Conley. Boy, everyone's bobbling tonight. Conley fires a three as the whistle sounds on a foul on Ingram hitting Gobert. Pelicans on a 9-2 run. Well, Ron, they opened the game playing Valanciunas Ingram pick and roll, and the Jazz switched Gobert onto Ingram, caused him problems. Now they've switched that. They're just playing post up with Rudy Gobert lifted.
And Ingram is coming from the baseline, from the weak side to the strong side baseline.
Conley double teamed with 8 on the shot clock. They swing it around to Donovan. He hesitates. Now puts it on the deck. Pump fakes. Tough look. 3. Air ball. A hot Donovan takes that shot when it gets in his hands. Fast break. Hart attacking Conley. Conley strips it out of bounds off of Mike Conley. Nice play. Transition defense by the Jazz has been better tonight.
Last year, that would have been a foul.
Free throws are boring, Ron.
On someone. Either a blocking foul or a charging foul.
Free throws are boring.
Yeah.
2:51 left here in the second quarter. 45-41.
Don't complain when we miss those fouls.
No, I don't mind. Herb Jones driving to the rack, puts up a floater, no good. Bogdanović rebounds. He's having a massive night, 16 points. He's 6 of 6. Swings to Conley. Pick and roll. Bogdanović wants the ball. He calls for it. He's got the top of the key. He drop steps in the lane. He gets it stripped and turns it over. Pushing his heart. Ahead to Jones. He bobbles. Loose ball. Conley has it. It was kicked. There was a lot of ball bobbling going on tonight. Have a kick. 2:27 left here in the quarter. Jazz are 1 of 8 on off-the-bounce threes. They are 5 of 15 overall. 4 of 7 on the others is pretty good, actually. Graham, off the bounce three, off the back rim, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Rudy wanted a foul call, but free throws are boring. Here's the off-the-bounce numbers, by the way. Graham's 33%. Alexander Walker's 20. Kira Lewis is 19%. Ingram's 27%. Hart's 27%. Temple's 24%. Like, that's when I say they're a bad off-the-bounce three-point shooting team. That's what we're talking about tonight. Conley off a Gobert pick and an offensive foul on Rudy Gobert on the pick. And that's the first foul on Rudy. That was a big pick. That sent Graham bobbleheading. Might have been a good call. 45-41, Jazz lead it by four. Game's now got no rhythm. Pelicans offense has a tendency to go dry, and it kind of has here. Brandon Ingram into the lane, fading back over Gobert, scores it. And that time the Jazz brought Gobert over to guard Ingram, and he scored it. He is working in the mid-range. He is 4 of 10. He's got 8 points. 45-43. Donovan, double stagger, tries to split the double team. Does, gets into the lane, fades back off the glass. Missed by a mile. Rebound Gobert. Don's 3 for 12 tonight. Mike Conley's 0 for 2. Guard line, not doing anything. Valanciunas thinks about a 3, doesn't take it. Gives it to Ingram. Gobert switches to him. He'll take an off-the-bounce 3. He'll miss an off-the-bounce 3. Loose ball. Nobody knows it's on the ground. It's kicked by the back. And a foul on Herb Jones holding Gobert. Pelicans are now 0 for 4 on off-the-bounce 3s. Jazz are 1 for 7. That's why you want catch-and-shoot 3s. Jazz should be better than that. Ron, what's going on with Donovan?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's fair enough. You know, we have not seen. He's way off. We don't see this very often.
Well, when you start missing some of your shots as bad as he's missing, yeah, there's.
Conley, double team, bounces to Bogdanovich. Hard left hand drive, spins back to his right, loses the basketball, and turns it over. 45-43, Jazz by 2. Ingram, chest ahead to Graham. Graham throws to the top to Jones, drives by Conley, into Gobert, gives to Herman Gomez, floats it up, no good, rebound Conley. 48 seconds left in the quarter, 11-2 run by the Pels. Conley into the lane. Flares it out to Bogdanovich. Catch and shoot 3, left side. He missed one finally. 6 for 8 now on the night. Inside Herman Gomez. Travels. They don't call it. Out to Graham. Leaves it for Jones. Not a shooter. Works for an 8-footer. Goes 11. Rebound comes down to O'Neal. I didn't lie.
You just pick up any number. And
I mean, it went about 3 feet longer than the rim.
Yeah.
Shot clock, game clock, virtually the same as the quarter winds down. Utah 45, Pelicans 43. Jazz haven't scored since the 4:31 mark. Donovan, left side O'Neal, just gave him a total bag. And he throws it up, and it goes in, and they're ruling it a shot clock violation first. I'm not sure that's right. Boy, what was Donovan doing there?
I don't know. But
Donovan gave him
upset.
The ball with 0.8 seconds left on the clock.
I'd be upset if I was Royce O'Neal.
Yeah, he gave him a bag. Baseball inbound pass to Herman Gomez. Takes one dribble, goes up, and hits a 3 over Gobert. And the Pelicans lead at the half.
A very ugly half.
My suggestion would be that the Jazz might want to try to play every possession in the second half. They're on the wrong side of a 14-2 run over the final 6:04 on the Jazz Radio Network. Second half of basketball about to get started here. Utah Jazz and the New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans come in at 4-16. Jazz come in at 12-6, and the Pelicans lead by 1, 46-45. Pelicans have won 2 of their last 4. They're getting healthier. Brandon Ingram has been cleared to practice. Jazz just didn't focus every possession that first half. Flair out to Conley, ball fakes, gets in the lane, puts up a 12-foot right-hand floater and scores it. Mike had a pretty quiet first half.
I'll say. He didn't score 0 for 2 in that first
his
half.
His plus-minus was minus 15, so they need something out of him. Left side, Ingram. Ingram comes off a pick, takes the top of the key jump shot and hits. He's a mid-range powerhouse. In fact, he shot 50% on long twos last year. Conley in the lane, lobs it high to Rudy. Gets deflected and turnover. Here comes Ingram. And O'Neal commits a foul to stop the fast break. Latest update, by the way, Udoka Azubuike suffered a right ankle injury during the Salt Lake Stars game this evening, and he has been taken to the University of Utah Hospital for further evaluation. Remember, he hurt that ankle last year. I don't know if it was his right or his left, but that is disappointing news to hear on the Jazz first-round draft pick of 2 years ago. 48-47, New Orleans by one. Ingram is their leading scorer. He averages 22 a game. Valanciunas averages 19. Those are their two main scorers. And then Graham, who has it right now, averages 15. He drives the baseline. Curls around, has Gobert with him. So they lob down to the 7-foot Valanciunas, who turns around and scores as he had Mike Conley pinned. And the Jazz are down three.
That wasn't the rotation they worked on.
Donovan in the lane, gets hit in the head, and he'll get two free throws. Donovan and Mike Conley, to be perfectly honest, had a miserable first half. The two of them combined in the first half of tonight's game to go 3 of 15. Donovan went 3 of 12. Mike went 0 of 2. They went 0 of 6 from 3. They did not go to the free throw line. They had 4 assists combined between the two of them and 2 turnovers. The Jazz need something out of their starting backcourt. And Donovan goes to the free throw line here to open up the quarter. Tonight's game is brought to you by America First Credit Union, the official credit union of the Utah Jazz, with financial products and tools designed to help individuals, families, and businesses succeed. It's easy to see why they're Utah's number one credit union. Become a member today at AmericaFirst.com. Donovan makes both free throws. Let's see if the old adage of seeing the ball go through the hoop helps him.
Well, he was out early. First person out of the locker room in halftime.
Graham, pick and roll. Off Valanciunas, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Conley. Three-on-three break. Jazz ran a lot early. Here's Conley for an early three. It's short. Offensive rebound, O'Neal. Swirls out. Left open, does not shoot it. Gives it back out to Conley.
Rudy has Hart defending him.
Conley drives in the lane, switches left to right, and scoops the right-hander up and in. And the Jazz are back up 150-150. Left wing, Jones. Jones is a non-shooter, good defender, rookie out of Alabama. Left side, Ingram, their number one scorer. He gets to the top of the key, gets cut off by Gobert. Back out to Valanciunas. He drives on Rudy, spins, steps through, hooks, and scores. Nice move. Great fundamental old-school footwork there by Jonas Valanciunas. Donovan, coast-to-coast, driving, travels. Took an extra step in the lane. Jazz trying to push the tempo. We're charting shots in the first 6 seconds of the shot clock because the Jazz are the number one team in the NBA in those, and sometimes they go away from it. They started the night. In the first 4 minutes, they had 4. Since then, they've had 2 possessions in that time frame and then that turnover, so now 3. They've got to get back to pushing. Graham to the wing to Ingram, guarded by Gobert. He's not a good off-the-bounce three-point shooter, so he drives instead, fades back, tough contested shot, no good. Rebound out to Rudy, puts it on the deck, and hands to Royce. To Bogdanovich, who was hot early and carried the Jazz. Top to Gobert, swings the handoff to Donovan, has some space, attacking Valanciunas, air balls. Outlet to Graham. Underhand scoop to Jones. Bad transition defense by the Jazz leads to a layup. And well, good transition running by them.
The bad shot there by Donovan led to that fast break.
Donovan's 3 for 13. Jazz down by 3. Bogdanovich off a Gobert pick. Waits in the pocket. Free throw line. Step back. No good. Offensive rebound. Gobert bobbles the ball. Puts it on the deck and is grabbed by Hart. And then he and Valanciunas get tied up. Derek Richardson with a very adamant whistle. Donovan Mitchell is visibly frustrated. He usually fights through this quite fantastically with his will.
This is all a part of being a star player, David.
He is in a little bit of a slump right now. And they throw away the inbound pass. Their lack of focus tonight is tremendous. Herb Jones misses the layup while 3 guys don't run down the floor. Offensive rebound to the Pelicans. Valanciunas trail three. This is brutal that goes in. No good. Rebound tipped by the Jazz. Maybe that'll wake him up. Three guys stood on the other side of the floor, and so when Jones missed the layup, there was the ball floated around, and the Pelicans got it. The crowd saw it, and they're frustrated. Conley pushes up a right-hander, misses. Jones knocks Conley to the ground on the rebound. Remember the old Quinn Snyder wake up scream at the team on the bench in like his first or second year? If that ball had gone in from Valanciunas, we would have seen a timeout similar to that.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't have met with the coaches at the out on the floor.
Yeah, there would have been no pre-huddle.
Bench. Yeah.
Or it would have been the Quinn Snyder don't go to the timeout that he did a few years ago. And now we got an offensive foul on the Jazz. Bogdanović trying to free himself from a pick. Jazz are down 54-51, and they unfortunately have just not played every possession tonight. Bogdanović set a nice pick on Valanciunas to free Rudy to go set the pick to clear Donovan. All right. Ingram out on the wing, isolated on Gobert. Rudy's one of the better ISO defenders in the league. Valanciunas is on the post with Royce O'Neal. They lob down low. Valanciunas hooks, misses, rebound, Gobert. O'Neal's awesome. Push ahead, Bogdanović. Drives the left hand into Ingram. Off balance, throws it back up top to Conley. Off a left hand dribble. Mike sets his feet, can't get the three. Throws a cross court pass that's intercepted but deflected back to the Jazz. Conley into the lane, right hand push shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Gobert. Drop steps, left hand fadeaway, got it! Rudy Gobert! 54-53. The crowd is egging on the Jazz to play with a little juice. Cross court pass to Jones, not a shooter. Out to Ingram. Catch and shoot, left angle three is good. Pelicans are outplaying the Jazz right now.
They really are. Ingram throws a pass from underneath the basket, relocates, free throw line extended on the left side.
Bogdanović, open three, flat. Rebound comes down to Ingram, who's got 13 points to lead them. Bogdanović has 16 to lead the Jazz. Ingram right side, guarded by Donovan. Bow guarding him inside. Donovan reaches around, knocks it. The Jazz wait for the ball to them. And it gets kicked out of bounds. Even that play right there, Ron. The ball is knocked away by Donovan. Mike and Bogey just waited for the loose ball to come to him. If Mike Conley takes one step to the ball, he gets the ball and throws it ahead, and we have a fast break. Instead, it's knocked out of bounds, and we're taking it against the half court. It seems minor, but this is happening throughout the game. This is actually a difference of like 0.5 points right here. 57-53. Jazz down four. Ball not moving like it did earlier tonight either. Left wing Bogdanović comes off a Gobert pick. Free throw line jumper. Good. Bogey's got 18. Jazz have only taken 18 of their 49 shots as threes tonight. Willie Green and the Pelicans have come out with a plan to take him off the three-point line.
And Boyan is probably the only one that's doing any moving without the basketball.
Hart up top to Ingram. Right side to Grant. 6 feet tall. Played high school ball with Donovan. Started in Charlotte. Signed as a free agent. Off the bounce. Three. Air ball. Rebound, Royce. Jazz on the run. Conley out in front. Lob to the corner. Gets there. Defender gets there in time. Back to Royce. First shot of the night. Three is good. Timeout, Willie Green. The Jazz regain the lead, 58-57. Right corner again. Same result. Bogey pops the top. Open three straight away. Swish. He's in another time and another zone. 13 for Bogdanović to start the night. Scoops to Bogdanović in the right corner. One dribble to his left. Fires a three. Hit it. Oh, he is on fire tonight. 6 for 6. Bojan Bogdanović kept the Jazz in this one, and they now lead at 58-57. That's your WCF Insurance Player Spotlight. Brought to you by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. Ron, we take the most threes of anyone in the league, and no one usually stops that. Tonight, the Jazz have only taken 29% of their shots as threes. They usually take 44. What are the Pelicans doing to stop the Jazz from getting threes?
Not anything the Jazz have not seen. And that's what's so puzzling right now is that the fact that, you know, they're switching and the Jazz are waiting for the ball to come to them. Bojan is the only one that relocates and is moving without the basketball right now.
Valanciunas in the post.
Got a double.
O'Neal defending. Nobody comes down to help. O'Neal strips it away from him. Wow, O'Neal's incredible.
So many big men just turn and present the basketball to a defender. He turns into Royce O'Neal, and the ball is waist high.
Yeah, and Royce has got such will, right? Like,
yes,
this guy's
absolutely
7'1", or 6'11", 260. Inbound to Ingram in the corner. And it's knocked away by O'Neal. And then Whiteside throws to Donovan, luckily not stolen by Graham. Neither team can score in the half court tonight. The only offense coming in the transition tonight. 58-57. Here's Don, really struggling. Behind the back pass to O'Neal. Left side, Bogdanovich driving, kicking to the corner. Ingles doesn't take it. Rotation to O'Neal. Open three left side for Royce is good. Ball movement finally from the Utah Jazz leads to their 10th assist of the night and a catch and shoot three. I mean, that's it, Ron. Not only ball player movement, you got to have some ball movement. Hart driving to the lane, and he's fouled. Josh Hart. Jazz on an 8-0 run to go up by four.
Jazz assists per game is up to about 22 a game. They really struggled early in the year. They were down as low as 14 and 15. So even though that percentage is up and better, we need to see a little bit more of that. What we just tonight. What is that?
That is that guy right there that's somehow screaming like a hyena. It's unpleasant. Mark Miller Subaru wants you to love your car buying experience. That's why I developed Promise Price. Promise Price is truly exceptional customer service. Come experience our commitment to Promise Price. At either location, start your purchase at markmiller.com. We know you'll love the experience. 61-58, Hart, who started his career in LA out of Villanova, makes the free throw.
Villanova
and Valanciunas and Whiteside are tied up. Now Whiteside's talking to Valanciunas, and Valanciunas just dismisses him.
Villanova had a stretch there where they were really turning out some NBA players.
Jay Wright plays an NBA style, and they're NBA ready. Full court pressure. O'Neal has to bring in the front court, guarded by Kira Lewis, who falls over. 61-59, Jazz by two. Ingles, tight curl, fakes the pass to Whiteside, puts up the left-hand layup, misses. Whiteside's tip's no good. Herb Jones to the front court. Jones, lanky, 6'10", can handle. Gives to Alexander Walker. Back out to Jones, non-shooter, penetrates, loses the ball. O'Neal with another steal. Royce O'Neal is dominating this game defensively right now. Ingles comes off a moving Whiteside pick, and that's a foul. And Joe's arguing it's an obvious call.
They call this on Joe?
On Whiteside. Watch Whiteside lean out. Like, that's a foul. He stepped with his left foot, and then a right foot, and then leaned out. Like, when the play-by-play announcer calls it, it probably is. 61-59, 4:46 left third quarter. Jazz by two. Here's Lewis, second-year player, great college pick-and-roll player, really struggled as a pro. Valanciunas bumping and backing Whiteside. Backs up to give himself some room, drives into Whiteside and draws the foul. Crowd doesn't like this any. Joe Ingles comes over to Whiteside and says, stay engaged, stay engaged. That's five fouls on Whiteside, so Gobert's got to come in. Whiteside's got to do a fourth quarter shift. Jazz have 11 catch and shoot threes tonight. They're 6 of 11 on those. They're 1 of 9 on off the bounce threes. They are not getting their three attempts tonight. Alexander Walker, angle left three, no good. Gobert for the rebound, Valanciunas over his back. Here's what Mike Wells said to us at halftime about the offense, getting out and running and getting good looks.
Yeah, I thought, more towards the second quarter, really, too. We've had two assists. So the ball moved early, played with great pace. We got up and played with space and pace, and the ball moved side to side, and we got some really good looks. And then I thought we kind of slowed down a little bit. So you got to keep passing, right? We got to play with the pass. We got to play fast, and you got to try to help your teammates get open and passing the ball.
Ingles pass to the corner, deflected out of bounds by Jones. 11 on the shot clock. Ron, anything you want to add on top of that?
Well, he's absolutely right, and I think you and I touched on that very, very thing right there. But you got to have some willing participants that want to run.
Donovan behind a Gobert pick for a three. Swish! Donovan's first three in five attempts. Jazz up 64-59. Alexander Walker, he's their version of Clarkson. He comes off the bench shooting. And a whistle and a foul. It's on O'Neal trying to clear out Jonas Valanciunas off the ball. Three now, fouls on Royce.
We can talk all we want about guys moving on picks. But if I don't set my man up to where I can run my man off of a pick, you know, that's on me as well. You know, and like Joe Ingles, he's good, but he has a lot of space between him and the picker when he comes off of picks.
64-59. Here's Alexander Walker driving on Ingles to the rack. Layup good. Just turn the corner on Joe. 64-61. Donovan Mitchell is the Jazz leading scorer on the season. He averages 24, 23, he's got 11. Gives it to Gobert, gets it back. Takes a left-hand drive in the lane. Stops, gets caught in the air, throws to Ingles. Open three, left side for Joe is good. Catch and shoot three for the Jazz off penetration and kick. 67-61, the Jazz have now are 9 of 22 from three.
Well, we've been playing in half court, but
Lewis beats Mitchell on a handoff for an easy layup. Boy, our defense the last two plays have let up easy layups. Valanciunas is a good three-point shooter, so it pulls Rudy out a little bit. 67-63, Donovan into the lane. Kicks to the corner to Clarkson, right side three, good. Donovan Mitchell throwing out the dimes the last two possessions, and the Jazz have suddenly hit five straight threes. 70-63.
Top side.
Alexander Walker off of Valanciunas' pick. Spins at Gobert. Wild left-hander off the window and in. 70-65. Push ahead to Rudy. Joe threw it away. Turnover. And Donovan commits a foul to stop the fast break by Lewis. But the Jazz are in the penalty, I believe. Or is that just the fourth team foul?
No, they will be shooting.
So that's not great. Team foul number five, I believe. Diane Roberts just announced his team foul number four, but I have it as team foul number five.
I have five as well.
And I believe it will be free throws when we come back, so that's not a great Euro foul by the Jazz there. 70-65, 2:39 left in the fourth on the Jazz Radio Network.
The NBA now. The Memphis Grizzlies.
Just got news from the locker room. Not good. We don't know the severity of it yet, but Ja Morant will not return tonight with a left knee injury.
Jazz 70, Pelicans 65. As we get here in the third quarter, Mike Conley checks back in. Rudy Gay checks in. So this is the lineup where the Jazz usually do well. They did not in the first half. Ron, do you remember Jasper Bibbs of our staff on our strength and conditioning team a
yes,
while
I
back?
Yes, I do. Yes.
He is now actually working for Zion Williamson. Is in the building tonight.
Didn't know that.
Zion Williamson's personal strength and conditioning guy. Decked out in his Jordan gear. Fun to have a conversation with him before the game. Jazz lead it here, 70-66. Lewis makes the first free throw. If you're just tuning in, story of the night is that neither team is playing well in the half court. Jazz ran a lot early and then have not run very much since. For a while, the Pelicans were denying the Jazz any threes. Just recently, the Jazz got the three game going. Conley through the lane, fouled on the drive. The Pelicans, as a team, are 4-16 on the season, though they've won two of their last four, and they're getting healthier. Offensively, they're 26th in the league, largely because they do not have an off-the-bounce three-point game at all. That's turned out to be true again tonight. They're 1 of 5. 1 of 6 now. Mike Conley gets two free throws.
Garrett Temple, who was very much a part of the rotation they had last season.
Well, and Willie Green's rotations have been strange this year. He had four different starting lineups in four straight games until they beat Washington the other night. Now seems to have maybe found something. Conley's free throw's good. Jazz by four. Jazz have not been plugged in tonight the way Quinn Snyder and the coaching staff would probably like. 5-point lead for the Jazz. See if they can do something here in the final 2:26. Pelicans are the worst second-half team in the NBA. Brandon Ingram at the free throw line, guarded by Rudy Gay, overplays his outside shoulder and fouls. And that'll be free throws for Brandon Ingram. Rudy Gay comes over to the veteran lead official, Kevin Scott, and says, "You're right, I fouled him," but he also was grabbing my shirt beforehand, so it didn't allow me to get around to that play, and he's absolutely right. The left hand was on his shirt, so that Rudy Gay was being held back from being able to come around for that ball. Little veteran play from Brandon Ingram. Ingram played a single year at Duke. Started in L.A. The amount of players that played for Luke Walton in the last two stints of Walton's coaching staff and have then gone on to great success are astronomical.
You think they just didn't have patience with Ingram? Or is he
LA doesn't have the best he can get? L.A. doesn't have a lot of patience.
Yeah.
Conley driving the lane. Stops at the free throw line. Bounces it out to Rudy Gay, but it's a bad pass. It gets deflected in the backcourt. Ingles picks it up with 7 on the clock, 2 minutes to play. Comes off a Gobert pick. Bounces to Rudy at the free throw line, and they hold Rudy on the roll with 3 on the shot clock, with getting the pass at 16 feet. That would be one of those plays where if we made it, I'd be going nuts. So just if you wonder, it's not only us that make some of these plays. We do them. Other guys do them too. So Rudy will go to the line. Rudy has not been great at the line tonight. He's 3 of 6. He came in 15 of his last 18. Free throw is good. If you look at the box score tonight, the unsung hero of the night for the Jazz, you wouldn't know it, is Royce O'Neal. 6 points, 3 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals, but he's been amazing. I haven't checked plus minus. I don't really know what I think of game to game plus minus. He's plus 3. Rudy splits the free throw, 73-69. Garrett Temple left side. Ingram, their leading scorer, comes to get it, guarded by Gay. Calls for the pick, now isolates left side on Gay. Drives the baseline, Gobert comes over, forces the pass to the corner. It's Alexander Walker for a catch and shoot 3, and he misses. Rebound Conley. High left-hand dribble, directing traffic with the right. He's switched shoes tonight. He's not wearing the green shoes. He drives, kicks a high pass to Gay. Contested 3 from the corners, no good. Tap followed by Gobert's no good. Kira Lewis, left side Temple, quick release corner 3 is perfect.
Yeah, and the reason that happened, I was watching as Rudy was trailing Gomez, that meant that Joe Ingles had to protect the paint. And so that was the reason they ended up getting that 3 in the corner.
73-72. Clarkson dancing in the lane. Gets the ball knocked away. Continues to dance. Twirls around. Wild shot. No good. No pass possession. A few minutes ago, the Jazz were passing the basketball, and they got a bunch of good looks out of it. Ingram works the right side. Top to Hermann Gomez. Hand off to Ingram again. Gobert comes out to defend. Alters the shot. He misses. Great defense. Ingram 6 of 16. The plan on him has been brilliant. 73-72. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Jazz have a 2-for-1 opportunity. Clarkson's going to dance, drive, scoop. No good. He wanted a foul, didn't get it. He's laying on the ground as they fast break the other way. Ingles back defensively, forces the miss. Rudy Gay rebound. Shot clock is off. 73-72. Clarkson will come and run a peel off him. Jordan has not shot well at the end of quarters this year. It's a high pick and roll with Gobert instead. Conley spins, puts it off the window, scores it. Mike Conley with 3.1 seconds left. 3 the other way is short, and the Jazz will go to the fourth quarter with a 75-72 lead. Pelicans are 0-14 this year when trailing going to the fourth quarter on the Jazz Radio Network. Fourth quarter basketball about to get started with the Jazz leading at 75-72. The most Utah Jazz most valuable educators presented by Instructure, the makers of Canvas. Throughout the season, the Utah Jazz and Instructure will recognize 21 MVEs. Each one will receive a visit from the Jazz Bear, a $1,000 grant, a personalized jersey, and tickets to watch a Jazz game in a suite. Go to nba.com/jazz/MVE to nominate your favorite educator. Your Zions Bank starters tonight. Bojan Bogdanović leads the way with 18. Donovan Mitchell has 11. Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert have 8. Royce O'Neal has 6. That's brought to you by Zions Bank, a noteworthy approach to banking. Play out of the timeout. Brandon Ingram drives, gets cut off by Gobert. Left corner, Temple 3, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. It's on Rudy Gay. Roll call for you. Jazz have Conley, Clarkson, Ingles, Gay, and Gobert on the floor. Pelicans have Satoransky, a 6'7", non-athletic point guard who doesn't make mistakes. Ingram, their primary scorer. Hermann Gomez, their backup center. Alexander Walker, their version of Clarkson. and a veteran Garrett Temple, kind of their version of Royce O'Neal. Left-hand drive, Satoransky in the lane, gives it down low to Hermann Gomez, fading back over Rudy and scoring. He's having quite a night, 11.6 rebounds, 2 assists. Started his career in New York, went to Charlotte, picked up by New Orleans last year. Jazz missed to a handoff as Temple intercepts it between Conley and Clarkson. Fast break for the Pelicans, looking to take the lead. 9 lead changes, 2 ties tonight. Here's Alexander Walker, guarded by Clarkson. As I said, they're similar. Alexander Walker works inside, puts the left-hander off the window wildly, no good. Foul, or ball goes out of bounds, no foul called. Hermann Gomez blasted Rudy. 75-74. 11 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Pelicans have not won a game all year. They trailed going into the fourth. They're 4-16 on the season.
1-9 on the road.
Conley off a Gay pick. They denied the Jazz threes early. Now a post up for Rudy Gay against Alexander Walker, holding the right pivot foot. He works to the middle with a right hand. Ball fakes, now fades back, scores it. Man, he takes his time. 77-74. Alexander Walker with a white sleeve and purple shoes. Gives it off to Hermann Gomez. Hand off to Ingram. Mid-range jumper right side is good. That's his game. He's taken 17 shots tonight to get 15 points. Actually, 17 shots to get 17 points. Conley. Gobert right back to Conley on the handoff. Into traffic. Gets fouled. Pelicans have denied the Jazz threes. The Jazz shoot 44% of their shots as threes, the most of anyone in the NBA. Tonight, the Jazz are taking just 36%, and that's only because they got going in the third quarter. If you're just tuning in, both offenses have been particularly poor in the half court. Both defenses have been particularly good in the half court. It's been a defensive game right now. No offense has got going. Tight curl for Ingles. In the lane. Cut off by Hermann Gomez on a switch. Fades back and hits the jumper. Mid-range jumper for Joe Ingles, a real rarity.
Real rarity with the spin move there as well.
They're switching everything with Joe. Ingram on the right wing. Head fakes, drives, sees Gobert, gives it off to Hermann Gomez. Blocked on the way up. Loose ball, Hermann Gomez back up, missed again. Gobert rebounds. That's your Vivint defensive play of the night. 79-76, Clarkson comes to get it. Clarkson fires the three, missed it. Gobert diving in for the rebound but can't control it. Pelicans on the run. Satoransky gives it up to Hermann Gomez, right side, hard at the layup. Good. Pelicans run for two. Jazz looked like they had a little defensive momentum there. Pelican coaching staff really into it. Here's Ingles to Gay, right corner three, swish. The Jazz are arguing calls every play right now. Somebody on the Jazz is arguing every play. I got to tell you what. At some point, 20 games into the season, you got to realize they're calling the game differently. Ingram, working Gobert, fading, left side jumper, good. Brandon Ingram has had some monster nights against the Utah Jazz. 82-80, Jazz by two. Conley at the city logo, finds Clarkson on a curl, but outside the three-point line, Hart defending physically. Former teammates in LA. Clarkson working with an arm on his side, goes to the basket, misses the shot, wow. That is a lot of contact. I'm now complaining. Satoransky driving, kicking to the corner. Alexander Walker for three, no. Rebound Ingles. 82-80, Ingles walks it up the front court. Whiteside getting ready to check in. He's got five fouls. High pick and roll with Rudy. Ingles still holding, 12 on the shot clock. Skip pass to Clarkson. They close out. We got a whistle and a foul. It's gonna be an offensive foul on Rudy Gobert. Rudy just threw Satoransky away. Gosh, our guys are so unfocused. Ron, I'm not trying to be rude, but like 20 games into the season, they've called every game the same way. Don't our guys at some point have to just understand it's different?
You would think so, David, and I can understand the complaints, but as you just mentioned, the game's been called different. Like, you and I had this long discussion at the beginning of the season that there was going to be a lot of complaints.
Like at some point, you got to get over it. Ingram, turnaround jumper right side, too hard off the glass. Great defense by Royce. Here comes Don. prancing to the front court. Now he accelerates to the rack, loses the ball, gets it back, kicks to Ingles. Ingles lobs to the corner to Royce. Right corner three, no good. Rebound Pelicans. Jazz by two, 7:42 to play. Ingram doesn't run the route they thought, saves it, and finds Herman Gomez for an easy layup. Tied at 82. Oh my, Quinn is prancing and upset. Quinn is just back and forth, hands on hips. Here's Ingles and a foul on Satoransky, blowing up the pick. Lamar Skeeter, who had the scout today, yells out to the Ingles, demonstrably frustrated as he comes off the floor. He's got 12 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist, and a block, and a steal tonight. 82 all, 7:23 left. Fourth quarter, 4-16 Pelicans, 12-6 Jazz. Bogdanovich, the Jazz leading scorer, checks back in. Whiteside's playing with 5 fouls. Donovan's guarded by Herb Jones, their best young defender. Donovan drives the right side, runs into Satoransky, loses the ball off his leg out of bounds. And now Donovan is grabbing his left shoulder. Donovan rolled right into Satoransky. So they're giving Herb Jones the assignment of Donovan Mitchell. He's already, as a rookie, guarded some of the best in the NBA. Some have gone well, some have gone badly. We're tied at 82. Alexander Walker, top to Herman Gomez. Back to Alexander Walker. Left-hand dribble, frees himself. Jumper, good. Pelicans lead at 84-82. Timeout, Quinn Snyder.
Your game summary, presented by America First Credit Union on the Zone Sports Network.
Conley bounces to a trailing Ingles. Straight down the barrel. Pow! Three ball. Joe Ingles, Jazz by 10. Scoops to Bogdanovich in the right corner. One dribble to his left, fires the three, hit it. Oh, he is on fire tonight. 6 for 6. Baseball inbound pass to Herman Gomez, takes one dribble, goes up, and hits a three over Gobert. Conley spins, puts it off the window, scores it. Mike Conley with 3.1 seconds left. 84-82, that's your America First game summary. Jazz trailing the Pelicans here in the fourth quarter. America First, the official credit union of the Utah Jazz, with financial products and tools designed to help individuals, families, and businesses succeed. It's easy to see why they're Utah's number one credit union. Become a member today at AmericaFirst.com. Pelicans have not won a game all year. They trail going to the fourth quarter, and they lead right now with 7 minutes to play. Jazz have just 15 assists tonight. Donovan driving into the teeth of traffic. Pulls it back out to O'Neal. Hands to Clarkson. Jordan's 3 for 12 tonight, and a foul on Kira Lewis. Check it on Devante Graham. Roll call, Mitchell, Clarkson, Bogdanovich, O'Neal, Gobert. Whiteside goes out, 11 minutes tonight. Inbound to Don, right baseline. Drives with the left hand, powers into the defender, double clutches, misses. Rebound out of bounds off the Pelicans. Herb Jones is a 6'9" rookie who is the Pelicans' defensive stopper. Against Anthony Edwards, he held him to 2 for 12. Against Bradley Beal, he was 4 of 7. John Morant went 2 of 6. Devin Booker, 1 of 5. But Zach LaVine went 8 of 11. Bogdanovich, right side 3. Net barely moves. Jazz back up by 1. Bogey's got 5 threes tonight and 21 points. Bogdanovich had a big game against them last year. 31 in the last meeting. He had 7 threes. Pelicans won that game. Catch and shoot, Alexander Walker. Cat nails it, angle right. He's there, Royce O'Neal. Excuse me, he's there, Jordan Clarkson. Herb Jones is there, Royce O'Neal. 87-85, here's Clarkson, guarded by Alexander Walker. Gobert can't make contact on the pick. Now they double Clarkson. Swing to Donovan, catch and shoot three. No good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Alexander Walker. Pushing ahead is Hart. Driving at Clarkson, off the glass, no, but a foul on Clarkson. Donovan Mitchell is 4 for 16 tonight, 1 for 6 from 3, and in his last three games, Donovan Mitchell is now 15 of 52. Hart to the line. Pelicans are out-hustled the Jazz in the second quarter and are now kind of grasping control of this game. Pelicans open the year in a brutal start, 1-12. All four of their wins have come against plus 500 teams. They beat the Clippers the other night, beat the Wizards the other night. Got blown out by the Wolves, got blown out by the Pacers in between. Jason Hart's first free throw is good. Josh Hart and his second free throw is good as well. Pelicans by four. They've never led by more than five. 11-3 run. Donovan guarded by Jones. They switch Hart to him. Flare out to Bogdanovich. Jones is on him. Bogey shoots over the top. Deep in the cup. Swirls out. Jazz are 12 of 30 from three now. 89-85. Alexander Walker driving. Gobert there. High off the glass. No. Rebound tipped away by Clarkson away from the 7-foot Valanciunas. Jazz on the run. Donovan in and out. Dribble draws the foul. It's, scores, but it's on the floor. Derek Richardson rules he did not gather. There's the foul. I'm not sure he'd gather.
No, it was an extra step in there as well.
Yep. If gathered, his two hands on the ball, it came afterwards. Number four. 89-85. Jazz down four. O'Neal inbounds to Gobert. He's only got three shots tonight. Hands to Donovan. In and out, right-hand dribble. Valanciunas cuts him off. Kicks to Royce. Royce penetrates. Jones cuts him off. Flare out to the wing. Knocked away out of bounds by Hart. Their defense is incredible right now. The Pelicans are moving. They're playing D. They've cut off the Jazz half-court offense. The Jazz ran early and then generally have stopped running. Leafs are statistician night. They had, in the first 4 minutes, they had four shots in the first 6 seconds. How many do they have now? Seven. Three more for the rest of the game. Four in the first 4 minutes, three the rest of the game. Bogdanovich, skip pass. Conley, wide open catch and shoot, left side. Missed it, he never misses. 89-85, we're into clutch time. Pelicans are 0-8 in clutch time this year. Ingram gets to the elbow. Down low, O'Neal knocks the pass away, but right to Jones. He drives to the basket and lays it up and in. Timeout, Quinn Snyder. 91-85. Jazz have their largest deficit of the night. 4:44 left, fourth quarter on the Jazz. Last year, the Utah Jazz played a back-to-back home sequence against the New Orleans Pelicans. It was at about the exact same time of the season. It was January, but we started a different time. And in many ways, it defined the Jazz season of how great they were. They beat the Pelicans the opening night, 118-102, came back the next night, or two nights later, and beat them 129-118. And when you can hammer a team back-to-back at a Pelicans team at the time, there was about 500. It was a sign of how good they are. Let's hope that this is not the reverse moment in this season, because right now the Jazz are down 91-85 to a 4-16 Pelican team on the wrong side of a 13-3 run, and earlier tonight we're on the wrong side of a 19-2 run.
And the Pelicans are making all the right plays, the hustle plays.
Mike Conley turns the corner, gets in the lane, lobs to Rudy, slam dunk, but he wave it off. Foul on Graham, fouling Conley.
It's going to put...
This is really interesting, Ron, because it is team foul number five, but by definition, that was a pass, not a shot, so I was curious to see, but Conley will go to the line. Jazz are down six with 4:34 to play. Quinn Snyder off the bench, squatting at midcourt. Willie Green, the rookie head coach, who started the year 1 and 12, and as Quinn Snyder remembered his rookie year when they lost nine straight, wondering when they possibly would get a win. Willie Green must have thought the same, and he's on the verge of what would be the biggest win of his young career.
Yeah. Plus, only one win on the road.
And they have not won a game all year that was in clutch, and they have not won a game all year in which they were trailing going to the fourth quarter. They are shooting 8 of 14 in the quarter. Left side, Hart. Ingram trying to get it in the post. He's their leading scorer to Valanciunas at the free throw line. And a reach-in foul on Mike Conley. Team foul number 3 on the Jazz. Jazz are 4 of 11 in the quarter. Pelicans have 25 assists tonight to the Jazz 16. half court by both teams has been a real struggle. Worse for the Jazz and the Pelicans now at this point. 13 on the shot clock. Inbound to Valanciunas. Their leading scorer is Ingram. He averages 22 a game. O'Neal and Gobert have guarded him brilliantly. They go to the post to Ingram left side. He bumps, he backs, he fades away over Ingram, over O'Neal. He misses, and a foul on Bogdanovich or Gobert on the rebound. It's on Rudy Gobert. And Rudy gets caught kind of throwing Valanciunas after Valanciunas is riding him.
Look at who's pushing who early, but the reaction there from Rudy gets him a foul.
A good flop by Valanciunas. High pick and roll for Graham. Off the bounce three. No good. That's where they struggle. Gobert rebounds. Outlet to Donovan. The Jazz ran early and stopped running. Bogdanovich through the lane. Layup good. 91-89.
Good things happen when you run.
Right side Ingram. Gobert shadowing. He drives the baseline. Finds a cutting Herb Jones who lays it up and in. Jones. 93-89. Donovan. Top of the key. Jay's been struggling all day. Misses this one. Donovan's 4 of 17. A no pass possession with 3:20 left right there. Down by 4. Needing stops in the half court. Valanciunas, hands to Ingram, between the circles, shoves off on O'Neal, that's an offensive foul. Valanciunas thinks the call's ridiculous, but his Jimmy Johnson, Pat Riley hair combo still hasn't moved tonight, so he's got that going for him.
A little jail, you think?
A little, maybe the bottle. 93-89, 3 minutes to play, Jazz down 4, Donovan Mitchell, the front court in a 3-game slump. But he came through in the clutch against the Thunder. Gives out to Conley. Drives into the lane. Kicks to O'Neal. Left corner three. No. Back rim. Conley got in the lane. Brought three defenders. Kicked to a wide open shooter. Ingram across the half line. They go under the pick. They lob it down low. Bogdanovich intercepts. Bounce ahead to Conley. Trailings Donovan. Rotates to the corner to O'Neal. Drives the baseline. Loses the ball, recovers to Conley in the corner. Back to the top to Don. He's at the city logo, the state of Utah. He works on the left side, driving into the lane. Gets there, spins, pirouettes, right-hander up and in. 93-91, talking to Willie Green before the game about their clutch game struggles. He said it's one offensive foul or one turnover here. That's exactly what the Pelicans have done so far. Jazz down two to play. Devontae Graham with it. Graham works the left side. Bounces up to Valanciunas. Hands off to Hart. Guarded by Donovan. Into the post. It's Ingram. A 23-foot fadeaway. No good. Rebound Gobert. In clutch coming into this game. Ingram's 1 of 10. He's now 1 of 12. Donovan. Rise and fire. 3. Pow! Utah leads! Donovan Mitchell! He just wins. He's got the will. 1:40 left. Donovan for 3 on a miserable night. You've got to have hellacious ones to take that shot. Holy smokes. That's incredible. He's been dreadful. And the game's on the line, and he has no doubt that he can make the play. Wow. Donovan Mitchell, how do you do? That's incredible. Ron, what's it like to have that as a teammate?
What's it like? You have to have, yeah, both.
I mean, are you just not even considering the fact that you're like 4 of 6, 17?
Shooters, sometimes you start to press. And we saw Clarkson go through that as well early in the year where he was really pressing, starting to aim, but you still always feel like, boy, this next one's going to go in. Or I can make this shot. I can make the big shot. But the thing was good, that was a walk-up three, and it was comfortable. It wasn't like it was going 90 miles an hour. It was right at his own pace, goes up, knocks it down.
Pelicans 0 of 8 in clutch. They came in shooting 26% as a team and 0 of 11 from 3 this year in the clutch. They're 0 tonight as well. Ingram driving, sees Gobert, fades back, double clutches, down to Valanciunas and turns it over. The defense has tightened. Royce O'Neal and Rudy Gobert stymieing them. 126 to play, 94-93. Herb Jones, the rookie at 6'8", has Donovan Mitchell. Mike Conley comes to the front court. Conley comes off the picks, drives in the lane, high layup, good! 96-93, Jazz by three. 7-0 run, Pelicans 0 of 8 in the clutch this year. Devontae Graham bounces to Valanciunas, looking for Ingram. He comes to get it. His top of the key jumper, no good. Rebound tap, Rudy has it. And Ingram goes to 1 of 13 this year in the clutch. 96-93. 48 seconds to play. Donovan to his left, driving, a lot of contact, scoop blocked by Jones.
Ball's out of bounds, yes.
6 seconds on the shot clock, 39.9 left. A bucket here could be a dagger. Look for an inbound to Donovan in the corner. Inbound to Gobert. Hands to Donovan. Left side three. Pow! 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 Donovan Mitchell, how do you do? Donovan came off the pick, fired, hit the three. We've got a whistle and a foul.
Underneath
they're going
the
to
basket.
Review it. I don't know if it's on, I didn't see the signal whether it's on Rudy Gobert or Herb, it's on Herb Jones, and they're going to determine whether the shot counts or not.
I thought maybe something was going on underneath the basket there as well. So they call a foul on Herb Jones.
So the foul's on Herb Jones. Hand off to Donovan. Jones runs into Gobert. Donovan takes a dribble. This shot's not going to count.
It's not going to count.
This shot is not going to count. So the Jazz will have the ball with 37.4 seconds left. That's too bad.
With a three-point lead.
They would have had the ball game won.
No.
Begins to feel eerie after the Memphis game when the Jazz had the game won as well until we went to the table and then all sorts of weird things happened. The Jazz defensive game plan on Brandon Ingram tonight has been just brilliant. Frankly, if the Jazz win this game, there's a lot of plays by the players that deserve credit. But the coaching staff preparation of this game plan from Jazz assistant Lamar Skeeter at the scout and Quinn Snyder is incredible, because Brandon Ingram is 8 of 22 tonight, and they did some really interesting things to him, and he is now 1 of 13 in the clutch on the season, but the Jazz have really shut them down.
And you can add to that, David, the game plan of trying to make sure that Valanciunas didn't get threes, and the way he's been playing, second leading scorer on this team, and look, he's shooting 50% from the field, 53% from the three-point line, 88% from the free throw line. So he's had one heck of a season going here for him, but tonight he's only has 10 shots so far, 9 rebounds.
Here's what Willie
0 for 3 from the 3-point line.
Here's what Willie Green said to us before the game about so Rudy go instead of a Donovan Mitchell 3, Rudy Gobert is going to the free throw line for two free
shots.
Throws with 38.7 seconds left, which is a great advantage to the Pelicans. Now, Rudy Gobert in the clutch has been a good free throw shooter. Over the last 4 years, Rudy's 74% at the line. In the final 2 minutes of games, he's 16 of 21 and 13 of his last 16.
Well, if he makes one, that turns this into a free throw shooting ball game for the last 38, 39 seconds.
Free throw, short. I don't know if it bothered Rudy there, but a lot of movement on the Jazz bench while Rudy was preparing for that free throw.
As long as he extends, give it a chance to go in.
Jazz lost a game to Memphis the other night after a review. Here's this one. Free throw's good. 4-point game. Ingram to the front court. Pelicans have not made a three in clutch all year. Ingram drives. Gobert's at the rim. Ingram's shot, no good. Foul by Gobert. 30.6 seconds left. Jazz by four. It's pretty incredible. We'll try to get you the soundbite in a minute. But we talked to Willie Green before the game about their clutch game problems being 0-8, and he just said, it's one offensive foul. It's one turnover here. And when you make them in that short time period, it costs you games. They have two turnovers and an offensive foul in this stretch. Free throw by Ingram is good. 97-94. They do not need to foul the Jazz with 30 seconds left because they will have to get another possession. If they get a stop, they get a bucket. The Jazz had this game won, but it was wiped away by reviews. Same thing as Memphis. Okay, big possession here. Both free throws good. 2-point game. Shot clock is at 22. Game clock's at 27. Donovan comes to the front court. Donovan calmly waits. He's guarded by Herb Jones.
Spacing.
Donovan signals to Gobert, but he's going to attack instead. Crossover, drive, in the lane. Lot of steps, misses the shot. Rebound, Valanciunas, loose on the ground. Pelicans have it with a chance to win. 6 seconds left. Right side, Graham, for three. Got it! The first three-point shot made by the Pelicans in clutch play all year gives them a one-point lead, 98-97, with 1.3 seconds left, and the Jazz are on the verge of losing another game off a review late.
I like the idea of going to the basket. Just didn't get fouled and just went unable to make the bucket.
Jazz down one.
Let's get loud out there.
1.3 seconds to play. And the 4-16 Pelicans are on the verge of their first win when trailing going the fourth quarter. Their first clutch win of the year. They just got their first clutch three-point shot of the year. The only problem with going to the rim, and it's the right play, is that everybody else has got a floor balance correctly behind you so that they can't get out in transition.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that that happened. But Devonte Graham hits just the second pull-up three of the night for the Pelicans. The second worst off-the-bounce three-point shooting team in the league hits one in transition on the run to take a one-point lead with 1.3 seconds left. Pelicans 98, Jazz 97. Joe Ingles, the intentional inbounder, the inbounder on the near side in front of the Jazz bench. Ingram at 6'9", defending with a 7'2 wingspan. Donovan's in the middle of three guys. Ingles holding. Gobert falls. Ingles gives it to Donovan. Turnaround jumper at the horn. They got a whistle. Offensive foul on the Jazz. 0.2 seconds left. Rudy Gobert fell to the ground, and when he got back up to set a pick, he set a moving pick to clear Donovan Mitchell. And the Jazz will lose to the Pelicans on another night where a review called correctly on the review basically cost the Jazz the game again. Donovan's shot goes in on the left side. They win. But there's so many other things, again, that the Jazz should have done better during the game to not be in that circumstance.
And that's the point. I think we definitely need to continue to get across that there's so many things that lead up to things like that.
Let me interrupt you. Quinn Snyder has called a timeout to review this call, obviously with the hope that it gets overturned is the only hope the Jazz have to win this game. I don't think from the initial look that it will be overturned. The other problem is if they do overturn it, do they set the clock back? We'll see what the call is here. And I think unsuccessful challenge. 1.3 seconds left.
The challenge is unsuccessful.
An unsuccessful challenge by the Jazz.
Game 1.3.
And the Jazz will lose again at home. The Jazz are 12-7 on the season with this loss. They will have lost for the third time this year while leading go to the fourth quarter. Last year they only did that twice the entire year. And the Pelicans will get their first win all year when trailing going to the fourth. Their first win all year in clutch play. They were 0-8 and only their fifth win all year.
And only their first second game on the road that they won this year. This time last year, after 18 games, Jazz 14-4.
The Jazz just let way too many possessions go tonight. Maybe when we rewatch the game tonight or tomorrow, we won't see that same thing. But sure felt like watching the game that they let way too many possessions go without focus. From the last plays of the first half, cost them the game. NBA games are decided by very few points on average. And when you slough a few possessions a night, you equalize the game.
And we expect probably too much officials to make the right call every time.
98-97. Inbound, high up, deflected. Bogey picks it up, throws it from three quarters court. It's off the glass, no good. And the Pelicans have their fifth win of the season. And we'll do it again between these two teams tomorrow night. Utah loses 98-97 on a Devontae Graham transition three after a Donovan Mitchell miss. And the Jazz have now lost at home
three straight.
3 of 5, is that right? I can't remember.
We got three losses now. We were undefeated.
Yeah.
At home.
Indiana, Miami, Memphis, New Orleans.
So we got, yeah.